It's muffed. New blood is in the building. Let's see what they did with the picks. This is the Seahawks 2026 draft recap. Muffed! Seattle used their first pick of the 2026 draft on a running back at 32, and then spent four of their next seven picks on the secondary. Eight picks, no top 31 selection, a day one thumper out of Notre Dame, and a cornerback room about to get crowded. Here's what the data says about the Jadarian price bet, why John Schneider jumped the line for a fifth round guard, and the late round corner pile that has Mike McDonald grinning. Seattle's 2025 rushing offense finished at minus 24.1 in total expected points added and minus 0.05 per carry. They needed juice, and at 32, they spent their top pick on it. Jadarian Price, Notre Dame, 22 years old, 113 carries for 674 yards and 11 rushing touchdowns, plus 6 catches for 87 yards and 2 scores. His predicted points added, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added, landed at plus 0.21 per play and plus 23.47 on the season. The athletic profile backs it, a relative athletic score of 8.33, a 0 to 10 grade comparing combine and pro day testing to every running back since 1987, top 15% at the position. The back end of the defense is where this class really lives. Seattle's 2025 pass defense already allowed minus 0.1 expected points per play and just 20 passing touchdowns over 17 games. They weren't broken back there. They're stacking it anyway. At 64, Schneider grabbed TCU safety Bud Clark, 56 tackles, a sack, a tackle for loss and a half, 7 pass breakups, and a relative athletic score of 9.19, top 8% of safeties ever tested. At 99, Arkansas corner Julian Neal, 55 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 10 pass breakups, tied for 5th in the SEC, and a 9.28 athletic score, top 7% of corners. Two day two defensive backs, both north of 9 on the athletic chart. Then come the 7th round corners, and this is where McDonald lit up. He said straight out, you can never have too many corners, and he doesn't remember being on a roster with this many drafted at the position. Pick 236, Toledo's Andre Fuller, 49 tackles, 2.5 for loss, 10 pass breakups, 2nd in the MAC, and a relative athletic score of 9.05. Schneider called him a really good football player with versatility and special teams value, and noted a great visit. Pick 255, Arizona's Michael Dansby, 19 tackles, 10 pass breakups. Schneider's scouting summary was 3 words: competitive, quick, sticky. He admitted some fear of missing out energy with so many Arizona DBs flying off the board, and noted Dansby self-reported a 40 in the 4.2s. Swaggy was the word Schneider used out loud twice. One pick into the run defense room, and it wasn't fixing a leak. Seattle's 2025 run defense allowed minus 0.15 expected points per carry and only 9 rushing touchdowns all year. At 242, the Seahawks took Minnesota defensive tackle Devin Eastern, 38 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks, and a relative athletic score of 6.95, middling by this class's standards. Schneider framed him as a gap player who can get up and down the line with pass rush upside, leaning on the analytics staff's note that production to physical profile held up. The trenches got one swing, and Schneider moved up to take it. Seattle's 2025 offense allowed 27 sacks and 60 quarterback hits over 17 games. Not a crisis, but a room that needed depth and competition. At 148, the Seahawks grabbed Iowa guard Bo Stevens, 23 years old, with a relative athletic score of 7.73, comfortably above average for the position. Schneider was openly surprised Stevens was still available, said the gap was too big and the talent too good to pass on, and confirmed compensatory pick math justified the move up. Which side does Stevens project to? Schneider's answer was 2 words: either side. One more on the offensive side. At 199, the Seahawks took Kansas receiver Emmanuel Henderson Jr., 45 catches for 766 yards, 8th in the Big 12, and 5 touchdowns. His predicted points added of plus 0.58 per play and plus 40.44 on the season is frankly the most efficient receiving profile in this entire class. The smash the stat sheet number. The relative athletic score is more pedestrian at 6.37. The bet here is production over testing. Pick of the draft. You can argue Price is the only first rounder. You can argue Clark as the day two athletic monster. The flag I'd plant is Julian Neal. He's the one defensive back who pairs elite athletic testing with the most translatable college pass coverage production. 10 breakups in the SEC isn't a scheme producing him, it's him producing in coverage. Add 55 tackles of run support and you've got the multi-front traits heavy corner McDonald keeps describing. Schneider talked about wanting players who wouldn't be in awe of a Super Bowl roster. Neal's profile says he won't be. The story of Seattle's 2026 offseason is whether you can win the back end of your defense in April and have it show up in November. 4 of 8 picks went to the secondary. The front seven added 1 rotational tackle and 0 edge rushers. And McDonald acknowledged the edge room is currently a Jared Ivey, Jamie Sheriff, Connor Ouellette, Jalen Gaines competition, with more free agent additions hinted at after the comp pick window opens. That's the stress test. If the corners and safeties hold up, this class ages into a defensive identity. If the pass rush can't get there, all the coverage in the world won't matter. Muffed! That's the Seahawks 2026 draft class. 2 things before you go. 1, if you want a weekly recap for the Seahawks when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Seahawks feed wherever you're listening. 2, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.